talk about CU now and what can we expect from you first and then the team second?
I think for me, I'm just going to try and have, you know, continue on with my numbers last year. I was, you know, I couldn't be happier with what my numbers ended up being. I think you never really know too much what to expect every time you add new players. And I just try and be as consistent as possible. And, you know, good things come to people who work hard. So I go and give it my all every day. And I've been lucky and very blessed so far to have such a career. So for personally, just to continue on, have a consistent year as last year. And then as a team, I think we were putting on a new offense to get a lot more people involved. And we have a lot more movement, which is it makes it a faster-paced game. It's a lot more exciting. And I think we really want to improve on what we did last year, get a lot more road wins, you know, make a few more steps, and maybe get another win or two in the Big 12 tournament. And then my goal, of course, would be to make it to the NCAA tournament, because that's the one thing I'm really missing from my career right now, but really the biggest thing I'm missing, the thing I would want most.
Have you thought at all about being perhaps one of the most unknown best players in the conference?
You know, people have said that to me a couple of times, and, you know, we have such a great conference and so many great players in the conference that it's just a matter of doing what you can. You know, for us at Colorado, it's more about getting the wins right now, so kind of focusing on that team win. But, you know, to play against Courtney Paris, I think, only can make me better. And it's being the underdog, you know, it's fun sometimes to go in and people not know about it and then to make a splash as much as you can.
How has Coach changed since she first got to see you tonight?
How's Coach Miller changed, you said? I think she's really gotten to know us a lot better, which I think helps in the coaching process, knowing who's more willing to step up in the game and, you know, what each person does in game time situations and on and off the court. She knows us. Knows how to motivate us and who responds to what kind of coaching. I think that's huge. You can't always treat each player differently. You have to be able to motivate every player. So sure, I think that's the biggest. The energy and excitement that she brings hasn't changed, which is also a huge to come day in and day out with that kind of energy is something I haven't seen in a lot of coaches.
Have you given much thought to playing professionally?
I'd love the opportunity. I know my coaches tell me, you know, keep playing hard. You never know what'll happen. You might have some recruiters come after you. If not, you know, and whatever happens with the league whenever they have drafting after season. But I think the opportunity to go overseas would be amazing, play professional over there for even if just for a year. I think it'd be an amazing opportunity. I think I'd have a blast.
What's your major?
I'll graduate in the spring with my master's in taxation accounting. So I know everyone makes fun of me because of taxes, but I'm actually in all my classes right now, income tax law and tax research, and I love it. I think it's, you know, it's like a puzzle. Some people get hooked on Sudoku. I'm hooked on the tax laws and tax planning and that kind of stuff.
So overseas, OWNBA, or both?
Both, if the opportunity arises. I mean, I'd never cut an opportunity short just because I want to do one thing. I think you should try and do as much as you can, and every time possible, go out and live life.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.